Hey, hello. You're stuck in traffic in Guelph Gorlick. A couple minute riff on IT and IT security. You know, last night I was relaxing after a day's work. I'm working on a new training program at the moment, so yeah, pretty worn out, right? Just mentally drained from reading and reading and reading about onboarding and mentoring and leadership and what have you. And the phone rings, and I pick it up, and it's a family member. As like most of you, I'm imagining, I too, in my family's IT help support. And I have all their computers locked down, so they're calling me to get assistance for installing an app. And there's a reason it's all locked down, obviously. A lot of times people install apps and they're malicious, or they're malware, or they install apps and they think they're good and they're not, yada, yada, yada. So I was walking them through, I'm like, hey, you know, I wish I could do this on the mobile environment. Because so oftentimes people just right-click and install on mobile, and it's so easy. And it's so quick, and of course, it very rapidly can expose them into all sorts of risks. So the tip there, of course, is don't install anything, ever, never, just do stuff instead. Second best thing to pull in the power plug. I kind of kid, but I kind of don't. There is analysis done by Symantec that was just published, kind of interesting. They're looking at presidential apps. So there's all these presidential apps for your phone now. Some of them have like a million downloads, all right? So you got these apps that you want to support a candidate, you download them, you plug in your information, and away you go supporting the candidate. Well, the problem, of course, is that these apps are written in a hurry. They're not necessarily written with enterprise-grade security. They're definitely not encrypting anything at the data level or at the transport level. A lot of them are just using HTTP. And now you're giving them access to your SIM card, your installed list of applications, your contact list, your personal information, all that sort of stuff. And they found that a majority of these apps are leaking, when I say leak, I mean transmitting, sensitive information, such as everything I just listed, over clear text, so it can be intercepted, back to the campaigns, and the campaigns are doing who knows what with it, right? What kind of analytics do you really need to do on your base using GPS correlated with what apps are installed on their phones? I really want to know. That's an interesting question. Is there some sort of big data edge that you get by pilfering more data from your prospective voters' phones? I don't know. I don't know what the drive is. But that's definitely going on, and so, A, be careful what you install, or don't install anything. B, of course, be careful what networks you're on. And C, for the enterprise-grade customers, look at your apps. Are they over HTTP? Are you gathering data that you probably don't need, maybe don't even use? I'm a big proponent in least privilege, and I'm a big proponent in least data. What's the least amount of data we need to collect from our consumers to give them the experience that they need in the app? No more, no less, because each additional piece of data opens the consumer up to more potential risk and opens us up to more liability. So there you have it. Election year is the perfect time to drive home the point. Don't trust anyone. Cheers.